this morning in the committee, a question was raised about whether some of the fellows he had in mind calling had a reasonable loyalty and security records. And so that's confused the matter a little bit at the present time. Of course, there's quite a problem. I think there may be quite a problem on this fellow Fairbanks, because he's been mixed up in the past in a number of ways. And so the committee's apparently a little confused at the moment about just who it is they want to call.
Who did he say he's going to call?
He said he would. Well, this is one of the names.
Who?
John Fairbanks of Harvard. And but I personally think that John Fairbanks is a loyal person, but he's got a fairly colorful background, and some of the members of the committee may have some problems on that. They may find themselves arguing along the question as to whether he's a reliable witness. We thought that we would make Ed Rice of Hong Kong available to them on a private hearing, not in a public hearing. At the end of the hearings, they undoubtedly will see whether I should come down. I don't want to go down on this subject in a public hearing and talk about China. That would cause some very major problems about what can be said. But we're some distance away from that at the moment.
Now, who else are they going to call besides Fairbanks?
Let me get the names over to you. I don't.
Any of them have problems on security besides Fairbanks?
I don't know of any that did. No, sir. No, sir. I'll have to get the names.
By the way, Dean, on that, I don't think you ought to be testifying in any committee meeting with any employees present unless they have a top secret clearance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, would you?
You mean committee member, committee employee?
Yes, sir. Now, I just think you ought to say that you're directed not to testify in the presence of any committee employees unless they've been cleared.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I want to do that because Mr. Marcy refused to fill out a national security form, and our records on him don't look good, and there are four of them down there that don't look good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're out visiting with these folks the other evening and drinking and winning and lots of stuff,
mm-hmm.
And we think that's where some of our trouble's coming from, but we are not able to wrap it up. And Marcy, on an atomic energy clearance, refused to fill out the form.
Oh.
Now, when a man refuses to fill out a form, it looks a little odd, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Sure does.
So I think I've told McNamara that. Told him today in joint committee. Just say to him, Mr. Chairman, I won't testify. I won't tell everything, but I'm handling top secret information, and I'm responsible for it. And if there's a person here that hasn't got a Q clearance, why, I just don't think they ought to be present and ought to have this record available to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just think it's up to you all to be sure that happens. You don't need to point out what you know about Marcy, but
right.
You have it.
All right, so I'll check that point.
Okay.
Right.